Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, everyone. Blessings in the name of Yeshua. All praise to the Most High God. Welcome to a new beginning. Oh, pardon me. Yes. A new beginning, ambassador for Yeshua. Your host, Dick and Russ Armstrong. Okay. All right, New Beginnings, Ambassador for Yeshua, it offers a platform for enlightening discussions centered around personal experiences, transformation, and finding purpose through the Spirit of the Most High. With a focus on the teachings of Yeshua, Jehovah, and the hope found in his word, participants are invited to engage in conversations that explore the path to salvation and purpose. Whether you're seeking audience, inspiration, or simply a sense of community, this ministry provides an opportunity to connect with others on a spiritual journey. Just join me with your comments, questions, and we can learn together. We're on a path claiming victory each and every day for the kingdom. To God be the glory, giving him the praise and honoring him, because had it not been for him, we would have no being. Okay, now let me get a prayer. We'll start there and we'll get started. I don't have a subject for tonight, but that little synopsis of what the ministry is all about, that's a good beginning right there in itself. Okay, all right. Now, this program, this platform, is not about teaching. It's about us learning from each other. I don't have all the answers. I never said I did. I don't think I ever will. It's just to share my experience with whomever, to become enlightened on what it may take for the next man in line to become a part of the kingdom, God's kingdom. Okay? All right. I believe I'm going to do this here. That's going to be Matthew 6. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to read it all. Just Matthew 6. Matthew 6. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to do it like this, Matthew 6, the book of St. Matthew. I'm going to read verse 25 through 34. St. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Okay? Trust in the Father's care. All right. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Praise God. The word is blessed. And truly we ask God to bless those listeners and the reading of his holy word. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Take no thought for the morrow. Praise God. We give him honor. Glorify his holy name. And thank God. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Another day with life, health, and strength to allow us to make it through. Thank you for rising us up this morning, Lord. Any prayer requests or whatever, we can put it before the Lord right now and just leave it in his hands. We can't bargain with the Lord. This is more grievous than that one, or this should be an easy blessing than those over there. No, we just give it to the Lord and keep it moving. His time is not our time. And we can't bargain with the Lord to what should be more important or what we think is more important than the next thing. By us being alive and having the knowledge of Jesus Christ and our hearts cleansed from day to day, from moment to moment, that's more important to him than anything. Doing his will his way, okay? I'm going to call out my pastor's name, the Honorable R.C. Bryant, pastor of Unity New Zion Temple and president of Unity Holy Church of God Incorporated, and our assistant pastor, Elder Sharon Logan, the members of Unity New Zion Temple and the body of Unity as a whole. We ask God to watch over and keep them and help them through their struggles, help them through these circumstances that we all have been subject to, Father God. We just ask you that you keep us and let us see the light and walk therein. And we give you the praise, Lord. We glorify your holy name, and we ask you to watch over and keep those in nursing homes and hospitals. And how can we help? How can we help, Father God? Show us what we need to do. We can pray for them, but if there's something else that we can do, I need to know. Because it's a part of the walk. It's a part of the walk and the talk and the living and the being of the life that we should be living. And truly, Lord, there are some that they need things, but they don't ask. And we should be able to see that our brothers and sisters need things in their lives, Father God. And it's for us to supply those things. Blessings for us, they overflow for somebody else to become a part of. And that's how we grow, and that's how others grow also, Father God, through the blessings from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. All power has been given into his hands in heaven and in earth. So what do we need? Lord, we know we can come to you. Ask and believe. And not worry about it. Just keep it moving. And you will do what you said you would do for your people. We consider ourselves your people because we gave up with the worldly life. We gave up with worldly people, family members, loved ones, children. We can't make nobody do nothing they don't want to do. But God, we can pray that you will keep your hand covering them, your spirit protecting them, because we know there's a time set to come in. Those that have come in already, there was a set time for us, and those that haven't yet. There's a set time for them. If they will accept it, they have to accept it. They have to accept it. And come out from amongst them. That's what the word tells us. It told them and it's telling us the same thing. We just have to cut the world off. Of course, we have to live and be a part of the world, but we don't have to be in the world. We don't have to be in the world. We have to live here on earth. But Lord, I'm asking you, help us to help the next man in line to come from out among them. Be ye separate, that they can live a peaceable life with all men. Whether we have issues with them or not, we just pray to you and say, Lord, help me deal accordingly. Praise God. And not have that fear, but have love. And be of a strong mind, becoming as Christ loved mankind. God loved mankind and gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him, anybody, not just particular people, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. We thank you, Lord, for the time that you've given us. We thank you, Father God, for your word that we can share, Lord God. It's not that one knows more than the next one, but it's for us to learn from each other and to build each other up. And I truly thank you, Lord God, for bringing me from where I was and up until this point right now. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord, and I thank you for loving me first. Hallelujah. Giving me an opportunity to share in the good life and to share the gospel with the next man, woman, boy, or girl. Giving you these praises, Father God, worshiping you and thanking you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. I didn't have a subject for tonight, but God, his word is true, and all we have to do, if we keep our mind stayed on him, we should have no problem coming up with something, you know? Yeah, we should have no problem coming up with something. But I think the main things for us is, let me get it right here, that we should stay away from these, even if we separate ourselves from the world and come out from amongst them, there's still some things that catch up with us or hold us to where we believe it's okay. You know, but let me read this. It happened in the garden, and it's still happening. And the world has gotten so deep into sin that God, he's got a plan mapped out. Not come up with a plan last minute when the world seems too crazy and don't want to give in to the spirit, you know. No, this is a plan from the beginning. From the beginning. God knows all things. He is all powerful, all knowledgeable, ever present. You know, he's everywhere. He knows it all. He has known from the beginning what I'm going to do if I'm still living. You know that too. Day after tomorrow. You know? Look, he knows. And I thank him for allowing me time in this life to do what he has for me to do, whatever it is he has for me to do. You know, and sometimes I try to get more familiar with his will, and I just have to get in that position to whereas God, he will approach me and let me know, boom, this is your assignment. this is what you should do for the kingdom, okay? All right, I found this right here. This is it here. In the world these days, there's more pride. There's more pride than anything. People caring more about themselves than anyone else. Loved ones, doesn't matter. Children, doesn't matter. Okay, now this was in the garden, okay? This happened in the garden. And the woman, she was the one, she was the one that transgressed, but she wasn't the one that was given the law. Her husband was given the law of not to eat of that one particular tree in the garden, okay? Now, okay, this is it right here. Genesis 2, verse 6, okay? Genesis 3, verse 6, I'm sorry. Genesis 3, verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eye and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Okay, I'm going to do a couple more verses. Okay, and now this is something here that most people, they cannot get this. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Now, the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. That's something to actually think about. And Adam and his wife had hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" And he said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hadst thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat?" And the man said, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." And the Lord God said unto the woman, "What is this that thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." Okay? And I'm going to stop right there. Okay? That responsibility, it was passed on from the main recipient, which was Adam, cast it down to his wife. And his wife, she didn't accept responsibility. She passed it down to the serpent. And all three of them, you know, the serpent, the wife, and Adam, they couldn't get away from this, you know. They couldn't get away from it. So they were all cursed with a curse. Now, Adam had to, and it's still going on now, you know. I go to work and I sweat. My job's not hard, but I sweat to make money to buy food to eat. And it gets to the point to where it's, "Lord, isn't there some other way? You know, I know you're powerful and you can do this and you can do that." And, you know, the enemy puts this stuff in your mind that, oh, God, he can do that for you. You don't have to go through all them changes. But, see, it's a part of what's happening now. Can't get around it. We have to go through. And we can't go through without the Lord on our side. We have people commit suicide. We have people that are giving up. People just they don't want to be responsible as they should. You know, they want what they can get when they want it and just don't care about the rest. Don't care about the rest. But God has given us specific rules and laws that we need to go by. Now, I was out in the world, you know, but it was that my mind, the devil, he had my mind all twisted up that this was one of the greatest things that I was doing. drinking and running around and this and that, whatever else. But one day, the Spirit of the Lord, people say it has to draw you. I just don't know it. It was something that got a hold of me. I didn't dance in the Spirit or none of that. It was just something within me. Just, you know, it was something just overcome me. It wasn't a feeling. It was something like just almost took control, you know. And for a moment, I didn't know what I was doing. But before I knew it, I just stopped smoking. I just stopped drinking. You know, my mind was clear enough to the point to where get myself together, asking for forgiveness from my wife and my children, which I did. And after that, I felt kind of clear to a certain extent. Certain extent, you know. But it was just a beginning on how the Lord was working, working through me to get me to a point to where I would be on my way working for the kingdom. And I'm not out in the world just existing, thinking I got a life now. And I'm okay. I don't drink. I don't smoke. You know, I'm living now. You know, I'm living. But it didn't have no purpose. There was no purpose. And see, God, he does some stuff that really mess your mind up. And how he worked for me was that he sent me back where I was running from. And my mind was changed. My way of thinking was changed. The way I felt about other people had changed, you know. I had become somewhat humble, you know. And it was a new start. It was a brand new start, brand new life, brand new start. And it's still a brand new life, brand new start. Each and every day that I'm blessed to see this day come in, you know. It's truly a blessing. I can do a little bit more today than I did yesterday. Even though I'm still working, I have a client. He is in need. And whatever I can do, I supply that need through the daytime with the help of the Lord. But not, I don't forget about home or personal obligations. No, no. God, he deals with the situation, certain situations in a certain way, you know. If something is needed over here, he'll look out for you to give you what you need over there to take care of that, you know. And when the other or something else comes up, he will look out for that or he'll cancel it out because it's not necessary, you know. But God is good. And it was just so I wanted to share those three things, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And those three basic things, they started in the garden in the beginning, and now they have taken over. They have taken over because people, they're lusting, the flesh is lusting. It's the flesh. You know, people want to be satisfied. The flesh wants to feel good and look good and all kind of stuff, you know. And then if it's to make one wise or to make one stand out amongst other people, of course, people want to jump on that. Oh, look at me, y'all, you know. Hey, it's about me, pat my own self on the back. But that's the world. That's the world. That's not going to get you anywhere. That's not going to get anybody anywhere except back to the beginning and asking God to help you in your life, whatever you need to do. And lust of the eyes, you know. They used to have a saying, keeping up with the Joneses. The neighbors then went out and bought them a new car, you know, and you said, gee, that's a nice car. I like that. I wouldn't mind having one like that. And, you know, first they just take it upon themselves to say, okay, well, I'm going to go and get me one, too. That looks so good. I'm going to go and get me one, too. And you don't know what your neighbor went through to get to where they're at to have whatever it is that you got your eyes laid on, you know. And that is, it reminds me of one of the commandments, thou shalt not covet anything that is thy neighbor's. I don't care if it's his car or house or dog or whatever. We shouldn't be wanting what they got. We have our own mind. We have our own We have our own heart, you know. It's different than the next person. We shouldn't want what they want. No. Of course, he got a good-looking car, but let me see. Let me go out there and choose something that I might like. That's not the same as theirs, but it's nice too, you know. We have to give it to God first. Just can't jump the gun you know, we just can't let ourselves take over. You know, ourselves will ruin us. Ourselves will run us into the ground and then wait for us to get ourselves out. That's just how ourselves, we are to our own selves. You know, that's just how we are as human beings. But as children of God, we see these things coming, or we should see these things coming and be prepared. Be prepared, you know. We should. And to separate ourselves from the world, I don't care what it is. Everybody's doing it. It don't look like it's going to cause no sin, you know, and it don't cost a whole lot of money. But that's the world holding on to you by the smallest little fragment of whatever. That's the world holding on to you. And we have to let that stuff go. We have to. You know, we have to. We have needs. And sometimes we'll be holding on to the smallest thing from the world, and before we know it, it's not got out of hand. You know, you got to get it updated. You know, you got to get more systems added on to it. That digs into your finances. You know what I'm saying? And then too, you spend that much more time on whatever it is that you think is okay. But you know, your mind has gotten twisted right back around to being a part of the world instead of staying clear. Simple life is the only way. Simple and humble. Simple and humble. Not necessarily like our grandparents or great-grandparents, you know, but simple life. A simple life will keep us out of a whole lot of hassles in the world. Now, of course, we're going to get caught up in some certain things, but we have someone we can go to. We can just get on our knees and pray, or just pray. Praising God, going through, and not waiting until we have went through, and then praise God. You know? We can do that thing while we're going through. We should have been doing it before it even come up on us. But praising God while we're going through something, it makes it easier because we take our mind off of the problem or the circumstance. We put it on the Lord. And there's word that says, keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And the less that we worry about a problem, the less we want to pull our hair out, you know. The less we want to have to go call the pastor all the time, you know. The less we have to worry, and give in to the enemy, you know, because we get the worrying, the enemy, he's about got you then. He's got you afraid. And we shouldn't get to that point, or we shouldn't give in to that point, you know, and just let go and let God. Let go and let God. Okay. Good evening, callers. We have uno, dos, tres. Good evening.
For you.
Blessings all.
Blessings.
Yes. Well, praise the
good
Lord.
Evening.
Hallelujah. Yes, good evening. Let me ask this. Blessings, shalom, everyone. Shalom, Shin.
Shalom.
Shin. Peace and the goodness from God. Okay. Is there anything pressing, anyone that they would like to discuss or share in a good report or share in a bad report? We can pray over it. Or is there anyone that just wants to talk, like me? Anyone. Praise God.
Well, I know when you was talking about
The spirit has to draw. Well, that was the spirit. Just change on your own. The spirit has to draw you. Because the spirit, the word of God says the spirit don't draw you, won't be saved. So the spirit had to draw you for you to start changing the way you was doing. And that was the spirit drawing you to change. Mm-hmm. It takes the spirit of God to draw us. And you might not thought it was the spirit of God drawing you to make a change in your life. Right. Because he saw you all the time. He saw you all the time. And he had a plan for your life. And when it was time, it came together. He knows us from the inside out. And so when it was time, it all came together. Praise God. And I'm thankful that he knows us better than we know ourselves. Praise God. And working on the plan, it all come together. And we don't even realize what's going on. But God has a way to draw us in to his plan. We may make a plan. You had a plan for your life. But God started his plan working and everything came together. And even after it came together, Satan tried to mess it up. But God's plan still worked. And it's still working today. And I thank God for what he's doing.
I thank him.
Yes.
I wanted to mention real quick, one particular time after God saved me and I was going through, I was stricken with, it was five lung collapses. It seemed like every 2 years I was having a lung collapse. And the doctors, they couldn't give me a reason why. And I said, well, it's just something that I'm just going to have to deal with. But there are a couple of times when it pressed me, you know. And I started questioning God, why? Why would you send me back down here? And, you know, I'm helping my wife out. I'm back in a position where I should be. Why has this come upon me? It bothered me because, see, the enemy, he didn't want me to be where I was at. See? He wanted me to be somewhere else. So every 2 years, a lung collapse. So this last time, I felt the pain, and I said, okay, all right. I told my wife, I said, hon, we need to go to the hospital. I believe I got a lung collapse. So we're going down there, and it's about, it's at night, what, 9, 10 at night. We're going down to the emergency room. Had to wait because I think COVID was jumping kind of thick during that time. And I had to wait in the emergency room, I think, two to three hours before they got around. They put me on a stretcher, and I laid there. They didn't give me nothing. I knew what time it was. They didn't give me nothing. I wasn't asking for no pain medicine, nothing. All I was doing was just praising God because I knew I'd been there before. And I knew it was a reason. And I wasn't enlightened until this last one. Now, see, the last one has been, what, 6, 7 years ago, maybe, something like that. But, see, guys, he stopped all that.
Okay.
But what happened was that they supposedly, I believe I know the reason why they didn't admit me there, but they supposedly didn't have any room at the hospital. So they called another hospital out of the area from Asheville. Had to wait on the ambulance to come from Asheville to pick me up to take me to Asheville. So I said, okay. It's like they won't play a game. Still praising God. So I got to Asheville. I was in the emergency room down there, still on the same stretcher. And I was on the stretcher until it was after 7 o'clock in the morning that they found me a room in Asheville and took me to the room. And I said, okay, all right, this is going to be a little different this time. And it was different because instead of them taking me down to operate as they usually do, they sent a nurse up. Now, they had a couple of holes in me with some tubes. So she pulled the tube out, and she blew this powder into my chest. And this was something, boy, I tell you, seems like if I would have had a weapon, I would have got up and cleaned everybody out. You know, the pain was just that bad, just that bad. And it was the devil. I know it was the devil because of the way it panned out. So she gave me this stuff, and they gave me some morphine, but they gave it to me at the last minute. It wasn't working. So I'm hollering and yelling. They closed the door and left the room. Now I'm in there hollering and yelling for the longest, right? So here they come back the next day, same thing. They gave me the pain medicine at the last minute, and here she goes doing the procedure. I said, okay, I'm prepared for this. I wasn't prepared for that. You know, it's almost like Jesus Christ was on the cross. He prepared himself for that. After he prayed, it took him three times to pray, and he was doing the will of the Father. And with me that second time, I just about done had it. And when that pain hit me, the devil told me, said, you need to just cuss her out. Just like that. Nurse was standing there, and I'm yelling and carrying on. And the devil, he just put it in my mind. You need to curse her out. She didn't have to do that. She didn't do it right. So what I did, the pain just overtook everything. So the next day, she came back to see how I was doing, and I let her know what was going on. She said, well, I was just doing my job. It may not seem right, but I was doing my job. And I told her, I said, I forgive you because I understand you're doing your job, but the enemy, he wanted to, you know, take it a step further. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to just cut me short while I was in all that pain. But I understood from that I have to go through something, you know, and that was the last time I had it used to be every 2 years, but I think it's been 5 or 6 years now since I've had a lung collapse. And I thought and said, that's what God wanted me to do. He wanted me to go through, not accuse, not complain, you know, just go through and let him take care of the rest. And he did. He did. Mm-hmm. He did. And I've grown since that, but that's how that was, you know. And I compared it to Jesus Christ having to go to the garden, pray to the Father three times to take that cup from him because he knew what it was going to be all about. The Father was going to turn his back, you know. But God, he lets us know after a while, he lets us know what we have to do, you know, in order to be a part of, you know. Yeah, it ain't always about getting a bag of money and a new car and a nice house and a wife that look like a model. You know what I'm saying? It ain't all that. No. It's the simple things we often overlook. Being humble, thankful, and praising God. You know? Okay. I'm sorry that took so long. I just had to get that out, y'all. I had to just let you know what happened with all that pain. But it got to be the good. I learned. I ain't cussing nobody out, though. I tell you that. Mm-mm. No. Yes. Anyone?
Bonjour, Master Ami.
Come on with it.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
You feeling better?
I'm always feeling better because I try not to keep my mind on the downside, no matter what's going on, you know, because like I said, I have to go through whether I'm feeling good or feeling bad or what to expect may happen tomorrow. I have to just go through. You know, it is what it is, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do nothing, but I can pray, you know. Yeah, but come on.
Life is hard. I mean, how can we be the first one to admit that life is hard? Life is hard when dealing with people because people don't have your same ideologies. They don't have your same ideas. They don't have your same presence and your same thoughts. Because everybody interprets things differently. Mm-hmm. And so we just, to be honest, it's time for us to all gather and do a united prayer and start to see what wicked devil in his tracks. Because he's been way too far. I mean, he stepped to you, trying to get you. I mean, people are still doing that. People have still. They didn't do it. They cousin fighting. Because, I mean, if you start a cousin, he would say hitter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so the devil is a tricky little devil.
Yeah, he has
the gall to try, like I said, to a friend of mine. I told him, the devil has a gall. He's running on his last leg. Mm-hmm. He don't have anything left. And he's trying to grab as many people as possible. People are selling, going to him under craziness, which they know better. But the majority of people know better. But they're failing tremendously. And that's sad. That's real sad. Because the devil's using any and everybody to do whatever he wants to do.
But then, too, we still...
Yeah.
Now you were right in saying other people, but we can't bypass ourselves. We are our worst enemy. No matter what we think or what we feel, we are our worst enemy. You know, I can say that for myself, because my mind and my flesh, every now and then, it wants to remind me of my past. You know, and it's not that I'm going to turn back and do it, but my thinking
has
not
been creeping in.
My thinking has not been on any of that stuff, and when it comes to me like that, it makes me think, well, I got to pray a little harder. You know, I have to fast a little bit more. You know, I have to I have to spend more time with the saints, talking with the saints.
Keep it under subjection. You have to keep the flesh under subjection.
Subjection.
Amen.
That's right. And like I said earlier about the scripture, whose mind is stayed on thee, he keeps us in perfect peace, you know. But see, the devil, he puts stuff in our minds we never thought would be there. And we just have to work at getting that stuff off our mind and letting him know that, hey, ain't working today, ain't working next week, you know? And it calls for work. It calls for work. Mm-hmm. And it seems like sometimes when we think we can take a little break, uh-oh, here he come, y'all. here he come. Yes.
Yes, he's running rapid because he's trying to get any and everyone that he possibly can.
That's right.
He's doing things that is unspoken of. I mean, he will use your children. He will use yourself. He will use your parents. He will use your siblings. He will use your job. He will use your bank. He will use your mortgage company. I mean, he would use anything to be able to say now.
That's true. That's true.
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
That's why we have to keep our mind on Jesus and help us to be alert of what he's doing. Steal, kill, destroy, and he don't care who he uses to do it.
To get there.
He don't care.
That's right.
But we have to ask God to help us be aware and keep our focus on the Lord and keep that love of Jesus in our heart, that we'll just keep loving him and have that love for Jesus in our heart, that we'll love everybody. No matter what they do with us, that love will be pure in our heart, because we have to have that love. regardless of what comes our way, Lord, help me to have that pure love in my heart. Praise God. Because I know people say it's hard to love. Yes, the flesh don't want to be hurt. But we have to ask Lord to love anyway. Because God is love. And with his help, he can help us. You know, he can help us. We need his help because we don't know what's coming our way. But with God's help, we make it. And that's why we have to encourage one another. You can make it. We have to pray and God to give us that grace to go through. Because from 1 minute to the next, we don't know what we're going to face. But God does. Our help comes. God, give me the grace to go through.
To go through.
Pray for our brothers and our sisters. Because we don't know what they're going to have to face. But if we find ourselves in them and not just ourselves, God will help us to go through. He will help us. So while I'm praying for my brother or sister, they may be praying for me.
Yes. I wanted to read this real quick. Matthew 24. Matthew 20. It's only, I think, 1, 2, 3 lines, 4, 5. I think it's 4 or 5 scriptures here. Matthew 24, starting at verse 23. Matthew 24, starting at verse 23. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
Right.
But behold, I have told you before, wherefore, if unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it
That's
not.
Right.
For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even into the west, so shall the Son of Man, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? That is letting us know where it says that the very elect, if the days weren't shortened, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Because some are going to fall. Some are going to fall. Some are not going to be able to handle it. They're going to fall and believe the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the devil's demons and whatever else. They're going to do a good job of holding on until they see signs and wonders. Then they're going to start to fall. But the Lord, he makes a way of escape for his people, shortening the days. Shortening the days. Because when the sun is out, it's a difference between the sun being up and the sun being down. In other words, there's a difference in the day, what happens in the daytime, and there's a difference that happens at night. You know what I'm saying? So, God's going to look out for his people. We just hold on. We have to hold on. And we have to remember these words. If any man shall say, the Lord is Christ or there, believe it not. And also the word tells us, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. We have to understand, do some research, and we have to ask God to give us understanding on a whole lot of stuff, you know, because there's in our body, we have a preacher. Now, we have been preached to for a long time about certain things one way. Now, this preacher, he is not coming with no different gospel. He has gotten us to the point to where we need to look at this thing a little closer. Who's talking to who? What are they saying? Where are they at? You know, does it involve us? because a lot of the stuff in the Bible, I thought it all involved me. But some of it's the devil talking. Some of it is prophets talking to the Hebrews. Jesus is talking to his apostles. God is talking to Moses and stuff like that, you know. And we have to understand, get an understanding of what we're reading. Get an understanding. And we need to stay away from these. We need to stay away from these websites. Read the Bible in a year. What's that going to do? We read it in a year, but did we get any kind of understanding on what the Bible is trying to tell us? You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to read the Bible in a year. No, what's it ain't gonna do me a bit of good. But to say I read the Bible in a year, y'all, and don't know nothing going on. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Yes. Okay. We had the. Let's see. Blessings. We have another call. 914. Do you have a comment, or would you like to say anything? Hello. Area code 914. Shalom. Okay. Okay. No problem. Okay. Praise God. We thank God for whoever it is that does call in, that we don't want to give nobody an opportunity to say anything. And it's not that they might not know what the conversation is on. You know, we're just talking about God's word. That's all it is. That's all it is. You know. But they're still listening, and thank God for that. But we do have listeners. I was a listener once upon a time, and it was that there were some things that I wanted to get a little bit more of it, not necessarily get caught up in the conversation, but just to listen. What can I get from listening to this ministry? That's the bottom line. What can I get from this ministry? Why am I listening to this ministry in the first place? You know, and there should be something that a person needs to hear, or people are searching out sometimes. They won't tell you, but they're in need, and they're searching all over the place. Just like me and my wife, we used to listen to certain preachers. Now, these preachers, they were popular. And after a minute, it's not about the popular preachers. It's about the preachers that are preaching the truth.
That's right.
So we found one. Well, we found one in Dallas, and we found one in Houston, Texas. One preaches the truth. The other one teaches the truth. And
they're in the same body.
Yeah, they're in the same body. And it's all about giving you the word of God, truthfully the word of God, and not what they think.
Not what they
want you to do that they're doing. No, they're going to give you the word. It's right there for you to read it yourself, and they'll ask you, you got your Bibles? Come on, hold that power up. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And there's some instruction in it also. Nobody's forcing anybody to do anything. This is volunteer work. Volunteer work for our own souls.
That's right.
Our own souls. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can
read along. He gives us the opportunity.
Yeah.
God gives us the opportunity to become a part of. Nobody got their hand out asking for no money. Nobody wants to know your email. Nobody's going to call you on Saturday morning and tell you, we need you to join this prayer. No. None of that's going on. It's all about being a part of. A person, God has blessed me to have this ministry on this particular platform going on 8 years. It's not about who calls in or how many calls in. It's about my intention to get the word out. How did God help me get to this point? From where I was at, you know, and it's all in the scripture. We just have to take it A little at a time. A line at a time, they say sometimes, yeah. A line at a time. And we take our time. We go through that. And sometimes we have to find out what words mean.
Mm-hmm.
We just can't read and read the words. Sometimes we might not be able to pronounce the word, and we just, I can't pronounce it, and just go over it. But then if we stop and look up or find out what it means, and say, oh, so that's what that means. You know, we have to get to that point where this is important, y'all. This is your life.
This is your life.
It used to be a program on TV called This Is Your Life. They used to tell things about you and your past for the panel to guess, you know. And this is our life. It's all about our life, you know. We can't live without this. God blesses the ungodly along with the godly. It rains on the just and the unjust. There's no difference, you know. We don't get no preferential treatment just because we're children of God, we're calling ourselves saints. No. We know there's a way that we can go through, and it's not to get around it, but we know how to deal with it. Head on. And if it gets to be too much, God will make a way of escape.
Yes,
you know?
He will.
And all we have to do is just praise him and let him know that I believe in you because you brought me from the crack cocaine. I believe in you because I was smoking 2 and 3 packs a day. I believe in you because I was running these women and are blessed because none of their husbands you know, shot me down, blessed, truly blessed, you know. Yeah. And just giving God the glory. Thank him every day for what he has done for me. And that's let me wake up. That's enough right there, y'all. That's enough right there. Yes.
Amen.
But to God be the glory. And ask one more time, are there any comments from the listeners? We have about a minute left, and I just want to ask. I just wanted to ask. Okay. All right. We have about a minute left. I thought maybe they would have had a comment. No problem. They can join me next week, God willing, 8 o'clock. And as I said, I didn't have a topic to speak on. It's just about life. If you want to live, you'll turn to God. Just that simple. Just that simple. You know what I'm saying? Your so-called friends, they got to stay where they're at. If they're not going to change, you know, it's not them getting saved. It's not them changing their ways. You know what I'm saying? And seems like when I change my ways, I got prostate cancer right now. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of this, a little bit of that. But I'm still praising God because I'm still alive, you know. And he is allowing me to go through, you know. He is allowing me to go through, and we thank God for that, okay? All right, sis, you got a quick prayer, maybe about 5 seconds, 10 seconds.
Precious Lord.
Sis?
We thank you for this opportunity.
Yes.
We thank you for what's been said. And we give you praise, honor, and glory. Bless everyone on the prayer line. And bless your people. Oh, lead, guide, and direct us, God. And help us to ever give you praise, honor, and glory. And we thank you for your word. And we
thank you
for your grace, your mercy. And just lead and guide us until next time, God, we pray. Amen,
amen.
And we say
shalom.
Shalom.
The peace of God be with you. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. Yeah.